Over 31,000 people in the U.S. died from coronavirus during Joe Biden's first week in office. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 27, 2021. More than 31,000 people in the United States have died due to the Chinese coronavirus during President Joe Biden's first week in office. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci suggested that wearing two masks just makes common sense. An estimated 31,180 people in the U.S. have died due to complications stemming from the coronavirus during Biden's first week in the White House, according to statistics provided by Johns Hopkins University. Last week, when President Biden was inaugurated, the United States had suffered a total of 397,611 deaths due to the Wuhan virus. One week later, the U.S. has topped 400,000 coronavirus-related deaths, putting the total at 428,791 lives lost across the nation. On Wednesday, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that the United States may see the nationwide number of coronavirus deaths exceed 500,000 by February 20. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci, the chief medical advisor to President Biden, appeared to support the idea of wearing two masks at the same time during an interview with Today anchor Savannah Guthrie. If you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it would likely be more effective, and that's the reason why you see people either double masking or doing a version of an N95. Fauci told Guthrie on Monday, after being asked whether he believes double masking would be more effective. Last week, President Biden, who has already been caught multiple times violating his own mask mandate, said that he anticipates the coronavirus pandemic will get worse in the months ahead. "Things are going to continue to get worse before they get better," said Biden, adding that he expects a dark winter of coronavirus cases and deaths. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.